Less than 2 weeks before the trial start, federal prosecutors in Manhattan have dropped one of the two charges in the case. Lawyer Paul Scheckman is lawyer for local developer Lou Simonelli. He says prosecutors have told him they were dropping a bribery count against Simonelli and top aide Michael Leipel. That leaves mail fraud the sole count against the two, amidst the larger crowd facing trial in the case. Scheckman is a veteran criminal defense lawyer in New York and says dropping a charge in this situation is very unusual.
That leaves what is a wire fraud count, in which the theory is that they rigged a bid and thereby defrauded Fort Schuyler, which was the entity that was the owner of the River Bend project.
L.P. Simonelli was the major contractor on building the solar panel plant in South Buffalo, around a $750 million project. Scheckman says this means Simonelli and Leipel have been half vindicated. A former aide to Simonelli, Kevin Schuler, who was also a defendant, recently pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud and agreed to cooperate with prosecutors. Also facing trial in this case are Elaine Calliaros, former head of SUNY Polytechnic, who was in charge of the entire project, and two Syracuse developers, with their bribery charges also dropped. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.